Good morning. Today we have a critical question as it relates to giving kavod to one's older sibling or older brother. We saw it's a machlokes. Is it just the bechor, the eldest brother, or is it any sibling that is older than we are? So that is the question that we saw in the past. And the question that we have to relate to today is when we talk about giving kavod to an older sibling or the older brother, what does that mean? Does that mean that they have to be treated exactly as a parent is? And we'll just divide up the categories. We've been talking about the mitzvah of Mora Avaim and the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. And when it comes to Mora Avaim, some of the examples brought in the Shulchan Aruch is not sitting in the mother or father's makam kavua, be it at home or in shul, not disagreeing with them. There are details on all of these. Not calling by first name, etc. That would all be Mora Avaim. And when it comes to Kibud Avaim, this is also in the Shulchan Aruch, examples brought, Ma'achilo Mashkeho, when they need to eat and need assistance in eating or drinking or getting dressed and the like, taking them in and out to the doctor, whatever the needs are, that would all be under kavod. So the question is, when it relates to an older sibling or an older brother, do you have to do all of that or only part of that, or are we talking about something else? So in fact, we're going to see a number of views on what is necessary to give the required kavod to the older brother or the older siblings. We're going to start out with the Minchas Chinuch, who says as follows, that it appears that when it comes to kavod, if you have to give kavod to the father or mother, you have to give kavod to the older brothers. Apparently, it's the same thing. Anything that's required to be given to the parents, you'd have to give to the older brother. But he says that al pi svara, if we're just thinking logically, maybe that would not make full sense, because Chazal were given the right, the power, the authority to decide what is included and required under Kibud Avaim. It's not like the Torah says Kibud Avaim requires A, B, C, D, F, G, H, Y, Z. It doesn't say that in the Torah. Chazal tell us what's required, including the first name, not referring to your parents in the first name. But when it comes to a brother, he says, Aval Achiv, maybe when it comes to brother, this would not be the required kavod. Why? We don't see anyone that's makbid about this. People are not careful to not call the other brother by his oldest, by his name. You can't call your older brother Yitzhak or Yankov or Noam or whatever it may be. If we say that the halachas are the same when it comes to an older brother, like the parents, just like a parent, you'd have to call by Avi, Mori, Imi, Morasi, by non-name, by something of kavod, so too, you'd have to refer to your brother, Achi HaGadol, my older brother, my dear older brother. You wouldn't be able to call his name. So that would not make sense. So the Minchas Chinuch says that at least this is an exception to the rule. Typically, we'd say that kavod, just like you have to give kavod to the parents, you have to give to the older brother or the siblings, but it would not make sense to include the calling of a first name, that we would be restricted from doing that when it comes to an older brother. So that is the Minchas Chinuch. The Shiore HaBracha, Shiore HaBracha says as follows, Deino Chayav Dechaber Achiv Agado, Bechol Mine Kavod Shechayav La'aviv. It's not the all things. If the list is on the parents that you have to show kavod, it doesn't mean that all of those are on the list for an older brother. We don't know exactly what's on the list and what's not based on that. But the third approach to this, the Beis Meir says, as we divide it up at the beginning of the sugya, and as I just mentioned today, there's certain things under Mora Avaim, like not sitting in their seat, etc., not disagreeing with them, and there's certain things under the requirement of Kivud Avaim, like assisting them in various ways. So when it comes to a brother, the Beis Meir is of the view that the requirements is only Kibud Achiv HaGadol, what's on the list of kavod for parents, that's what you have to do for the brother. But what is not on that list, if it's on the Mora Avaim list, then you would not have to do that for the brother. That's how he divides it up. And the Tshuvas Minchas Yechiel, he goes back to the Ramban that we have mentioned before. The Ramban's view of giving kavod to an older brother, the concept there is it falls under the umbrella of Kibud Avaim. It's not a mitzvah in of itself, independent of Kibud Avaim, but showing kavod for one's ach, for one's brother, is under Kibud Avaim. And accordingly, as we saw, that parents can be mochel. They can say we are not going to be strict either for their own kavod, and if they're mochel for themselves, immediately they're going to be mochel via their children, the older brother as well. So it goes, in other words, according to this, by what are the desires of the parents? And this is apparently is not a subjective standard that we'd have to ask the specific parents. Those parents, what? How do you want your eldest son to be treated by the other siblings? But rather, this is more of an objective criteria. What would generally parents want the kavod to be of the older brother? And he says as follows, the Tshuvas Minchas Yechiel, it would not make sense, especially in front of the parents, that we are going to show the same respect to the older brother as we saw so to the parents. In fact, that would be disrespectful to the parents. The parents come in, we stand up for them. If that's the minna, we brought reasons, at least a reason, to be lenient nowadays. But whatever kavod would be required, incumbent upon a child to the parents, if we do the same thing, especially in front of them, to the older brother, it may look like a somewhat of a disgrace to the parents. And accordingly, the parents would not want the whole range of kavod to be given to the older son or to the older siblings like to themselves. So we see here, accordingly, that when it comes to kibud avaim, there's a higher standard than when it comes to kibud achiv agadol, the older brother, kavod given to the older brother or to the other siblings. It's different standards, it's a different level, and accordingly, what's our standard is not exactly clear, but the Tshuvas Minchas Yechiel says, on this we say, kok chaze mai amadavar, that on this type of thing we say, go out and look what people are currently doing. Those who are showing to respect to their older siblings, how are they doing it? In what ways are they doing it? In what ways are they not doing it? And that's how we follow suit. So it doesn't mean call them by the first name. That people certainly aren't doing. But certainly we should be showing certain respect, the level of respect, people who are makbid about these halachas, and we should learn from them how to do it. So what that includes or not is unclear. But it means that it's not inclusive of everything based on the Shita, but it is inclusive of some things, and we should adhere to the standards of people who adhere to these halachas. Have a wonderful day.